This is the Racing Diary Horse Racing Podcast.
So we've got three fabulous dates in the Racing Diary on Saturday. We've got Ascot, Chester and York. Now, York, obviously my local track. We've got the John Smith Cup. That's the big race of the day. But we've also got the City Wall Stakes at Chester, and we've also got the Summer Mile at Ascot. We are treated to some absolutely fabulous racing over the weekend. Now at York, I've mentioned the John Smith Cup. Richard Fahey has been the leading trainer at York for God knows how many years. He's a fabulous trainer, and he saddles no fewer than five. I think one of them may well be reserve. But the one I like is the one that stable jockey Paul Hannigan is riding. That's in the 305, and that's Demolition. Now, last time he ran in the old Newton Cup, ran a really good race, was second. The winner bolted up, but that was a blot on the handicap landscape. So you've got to take that highly well-handicapped horse of Brian Means out of the equation. And if you do it, you get Demolition. Winner of the old Newton Cup, bar the handicap blot on the landscape, comes here in really good form. It's a competitive race, to say the very least. And I think this is one for small stakes, but if you find the winner, you're going to be rewarded with a real decent price. So for me, I'm going Demolition here in the 305 at York, the John Smith's Cup. But it's not the best bet of the day, certainly not at York. I think Drunken Sailor is in the 340. There'll be a few Drunken Sailors in the crowd, I would have thought, come 340. But Kieran Fallon takes the ride here for Luca Kamani. Over a mile and six, he was second last time to overturn in the Northumberland Plate. Rock solid form here. And I think at York, it will probably suit him a little bit better. We've got Kieran Fallon doing the steering and driving this horse all the way to the line. Fallon, brilliant pilot. I think got to be the best bet of the day here. 340 at York, Drunken Sailor. And a very interesting one. I'm not quite sure how I'll go in the 450, whether I'll have a bet or not. But Dubai Media comes to a York handicap, having been 8th in the Sandringham last time at Royal Ascot. Didn't run a brilliant race, but 8th in the Sandringham to a maiden. It's got to be worth consideration. And if the bookmakers price this one up generously, Dubai Media might be worth a little touch. So those are three bets for you at York.
This is the Racing Diary Horse Racing Podcast.
Ascot is a fabulous course on a summer's day, and we've got the Summer Mile, always a decent race, and I think we have a brilliant bet here. It's 250 and it is Premier Loco. Was back to form last time, came there cruising, swinging away hard on the steel to win the Criterion Stakes at Newmarket, and this Group 2 Summer Mile can go to Chris Wald's Premier Loco. He's got a mark of 119, which shows you just how good this horse is. He's going to take a world of pegging back. George Baker gets a lovely tune out of this horse. And I think bet of the day at Ascot is definitely Premier Loco. I'll also have an eye on at Chester in the 215. Lord Shanakil can get us off to a winning start there. Totally outclassed by Star Spangled Banner last time. Many animals were last time. But I think that in a Group 1, he's never going to figure. Certainly at listed contests, he's got a big chance. Henry Cecil, Tom Queeley having a brilliant season, and Lord Shanakil can do the business. And wily old Robin Basterman has taken note that Tom Queeley's at Chester on Saturday and has booked him for Borderless Scott, the horse that won the City Wall Stakes last year. Can he complete the double? Well, I think he can, and I think he can go on to York and win the Nunthorpe for a record third time. That'd be absolutely superb. Borderless Scott is just the apple of Robin Basterman's eye. A brilliant trainer, Robin. And I think Borderless Scott, bet of the day at Chester, 320 City Wall Stakes. A real brilliant day of racing. And remember, keep in touch with all the latest betting news and free tips right here at racingdiary.co.uk. Have a fabulous Saturday.
Your best bet for sport is racingdiary.co.uk.